This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! Get down to the Avenue Tap House in Lakewood, Ohio to catch Jess Falstick. Host a lineup of regional and national comedians guaranteed to make you giggle. No charge to get in for that seat, but you'll only need the edge.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Decorations. So let's get that fixed real quick while we get this sound check.
Yeah,
we need sound on the other two mics because otherwise this podcast will be dominated by me.
Hey, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but people were late. Not me. That guy. But it's not his fault. He doesn't have a car. I sweat a lot, so I'm going to do this. All right, there we go.
Hello?
We're getting some
love.
There we go.
Wait, do you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, hey, shit. Hey, good luck, everybody. Come on, give it up for us. Yeah, come on, there we go. Shear, can I hear me. Can I hear you?
Yeah, you can hear me.
All right, can I get a little bit louder in these two mics? Just because I don't want to hear his fat, dumb, drug addict ass. And what about Dylan Musk?
I take so much abuse from this fat man.
Yeah, well, he calls me fat all the time.
That's because you wear an XL shirt and you should be wearing a 2X.
Should I wear a 2X?
Yes.
Fuck you! Dylan Musk, can we get a little loving from you?
A little loving?
Can you blow
yes.
me?
Kiss you?
Or
you want?
No, blow me. Talk a little bit more so I can hear you.
Hello?
Are we good? Can you guys hear us? All right. Yeah, the guy in the front row can fucking hear us. The two guys in the front row can hear us. Awesome.
We're going to be releasing this sound check as part of the podcast.
Yeah, no, this is all going on there. So to make people know that people are here, can we get a little crowd noise?
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, live from Ingenuity Fest 2017 in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Jeremy Shear,
El Jordano Diablo,
and this week we're going to be talking about something I'm sure is near and dear to all of your hearts, but someone hates it. Joining us this week is Cleveland area comedian Dylan Lust.
Give it up for Dylan! Dylan does stand-up comedy here in Cleveland, and me and Shear host this podcast. I would venture to guess 90% of you have never heard of, but you're going to have fun.
All right, so Dylan, why do you hate live music?
It seems like such a bully thing that you guys screw me up at a festival
of live music.
And you weren't even...
Hey, you hate this, don't you?
And he wasn't even supposed to be on this show technically, but he fucking came through for us. And then we saw the irony in the fact that it's a live music festival, and Dylan wanted to talk about that.
There's for sure times that I love live music.
Okay,
but it's only whenever I plan on it.
Okay, like give me an example. Like what band do you like?
I listen to death metal, so.
Like Cannibal Corpse?
Yeah, I love Cannibal Corpse.
Is that like your favorite band?
Probably not, but.
I want to know what the name of your favorite band is.
Cattle Decapitation.
Is that a legitimate thing?
Yes, it's a legitimate thing. I've seen Cattle Decapitation at the ID Theater in Fort Collins, Colorado. It was great.
Really? I've actually never seen them.
Ah, see, you gotta go west.
Poser! Fucking poser!
I've been trying.
So, you say you like it when you plan on live music. So, where do you run into unplanned live music that you hate so much?
I guess I think it's too forced into everything now.
Okay.
And I don't like being, like, inconvenienced by it. Like, if I'm just gonna be out in public, I would love to just talk to who I'm with rather than hear someone from Lakewood's band, you know?
Okay, so you're going into neighborhood bars on cover nights. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Exactly, and I fucking hate it. Or, I mean, not even there. It's everywhere now. Like, I don't need some, like, pale pasty chick in a jumpsuit playing acoustic covers when I'm just buying cauliflower from the farmer's market.
All right, well, there's two problems with that. A, he's sexist. B, why are you buying cauliflower at the fucking farmer's market?
Because there's different colors there. It's different colors there, Jordan.
What colors?
There's purple cauliflower.
There's purple cauliflower.
You know, how do you want?
No, I got the white one.
Of course he did. Yeah. Not only is he sexist, he's racist, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
All death metal fans are racist.
El Porto, I thought we were Diablo. Friends. It seems like you guys are using me for this crowd.
Yeah, well, we threw you up in a crowd of people that came to see live music.
Yeah.
This is we're throwing you right into the fire, but you're a death metal guy. You should like that.
I do.
All right.
He says Cattle Decapitation is on the main stage. What do you
do? I think I would have heard about that. They're gonna be here in November.
He's on the mailing list.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go? Are you gonna go to that show?
Oh fuck yeah!
All right. How long is it? How long have they been a band?
I would say 14 years.
And you've never seen him,
maybe.
Dude? He is a fucking poser.
Hold on. I have had an actual bad history. I've loved that band forever, and. I used to live near Pittsburgh. Boo about the Steelers. I don't give a shit. What you got? I don't like
this
football.
Is ingenuity. Nobody gives a shit about football.
Nobody here watches football. Maybe
good.
Like six people.
I moved to Pittsburgh, or I moved to Cleveland, and like everyone I meet is like, "You're from Pittsburgh? Fuck the Steelers." And I'm like,
right.
I don't even like football, so you shouldn't do that. How about you just get to know me as a person?
Are you a Penguins fan?
No, I don't like sports. Okay. I like death metal.
I mean, that makes sense to me. I dated a Steelers fan for 6 years. It was the drizzling shits.
Sure, you look like a Steelers fan.
I know. I walk into a Giant Eagle in Akron and wearing my ex's Steelers shirt because that was the only shirt that didn't have jizz on it. And I get methed out guys with long hair just like me going, "Do you like the Steelers?" And I'm like, "Yes." Let's chat for 5 minutes while I'm trying to buy condoms. Thanks.
Yeah. What are you buying condoms for?
Because I didn't have my vasectomy yet.
Let's all agree that Jeremy Shear shouldn't have kids?
No, definitely not. I have many hereditary diseases. And, you know.
And also, I was going to say concocted diseases, but that's not. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know what word.
Communicable?
Communicable, yes.
You have many of those.
Yeah, I do.
Alright, so let's get back to Dylan Luskin. Why he hates live music?
Well, he moved to Cleveland, and he has found...
Which, there's a better scene in Cleveland for live music than there is in Pittsburgh, and there's good bands in
That's
Pittsburgh.
That's absolutely not why I moved there.
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Shit. I just think it's irritating that it's shoved into everything. I don't want... Every time I walk into a bar and there's live music playing, I completely turn around.
It's normally like a fucking cover band, but what if it's like an original band from the city that you...
That's fine, but like, I know my music taste and I won't like that band.
Alright, what... All right,
so why wouldn't I just want to hang out with my friends and be able to talk to them? It's really loud when that happens.
What are your musical tastes aside from that?
Nothing.
That's it?
Yes.
You
I tried.
That, dude, that's it? You like...
Yes. Why? So do you.
No, I don't. This is a Metallica shirt. Is that death metal?
They have that, thank you. Vocals, but...
No, and James Hetfield has never been like... Maybe I'm saying anger, but that's not my problem.
No metal band casually ends up at just like an open jam mic.
Well, why are you ending up at an open jam night?
Because I drink a lot.
Because he's a stand-up comedian.
Well, I mean...
I'm usually waiting for an open mic to start.
Okay, so you're waiting for an open mic to start.
And then I bring a friend.
And you need to go
and then
somewhere
I'm like,
else.
I can't even talk to them while I wait.
Yeah. So you bring a person to an open mic. That's your first mistake. Never do that.
Yeah, it is awkward.
Come watch me perform where I sign up to perform. It's fucking awesome, isn't it?
Hey, I'm booked at this show. Just give me a second for when I sign up to
I'm booked at an open mic. I just have to sign up at 9:45.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the guy to show up with the list that says I'm booked.
Yeah, don't bring people.
Dude, honestly, like, open mics, like, I don't know if you guys go see comedy, but, like, open mics are, like, I don't know what the general age of this crowd is, but, like, does anybody here remember Peabody shows where, like, 30 bands played for one good band? Like, that's what, like, open mics are. You're like, God damn, I hope Jeremy Shear shows up, or I hope Mike Polk shows up, or I hope Bill Squire shows up, and normally it's just a bunch of scrubs. Like Ryan DiPerna. That was a joke.
No, you leave Mike and Schmidt alone.
Open mics are horrible though, but I think it took me a second to realize that I hated live music. And I used to get really irritated when people hated live comedy.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it does ambush them. You know, like they're just sitting in a bar and then it's like, oh, hey, we're gonna start the open mic in a second.
Aside from live comedy, like, I mean, yeah, you can listen to somebody's record or watch, but if you're watching somebody special, like, doesn't that constitute as live comedy?
Well, if someone's doing a special, they should at least be charging to get in, and people should be
like
aware of the situation.
But it's not an ambush situation like it would be, like, for example.
Like a live open mic.
Yeah. So, the best example of this is, we had Ryan's Roast back there, who you'll see later.
He's a good-looking boy. He's a good-looking boy.
He's a good-looking boy and available for all your deep-dicking needs. We had it at Lakewood Village Tavern, and there were a bunch of people there to play Golden Team. They were not expecting a live comedy show. They were ambushed by it, and I kind of forced them out. Well, I didn't really...
You and about four other people.
Yeah. It was,
A lot of people were ambushing him.
So, if you didn't get to paint the picture, like, alright, so we're at... There's a guy coming up here later. You'll meet him. He got roasted, and it was fucking great. And there was, like, three people who were doing, like, their own personal Golden Tee tournament. They were playing a fucking video game during a live comedy show. Sheer bullied him off the stage.
Yeah, that would be mostly other people, but that was because I was pissed off for other reasons.
It's not their fault that the game happens to be set up near the stage.
No, it's definitely not their fault, but, you know, once you figure out something is going on, you have the option to leave. So,
exactly. More people are into this.
In your case, you show up to a place, there's a band that you're obviously going to hate. What stops you from finishing your drink and hitting the next spot?
You gotta get that fucking par... You gotta get that par three. You gotta get the fucking birdie on the par three.
You know, I'm just a Golden Tee guy.
I actually used to be really into
Dylan. All right, now, but I actually do have a question for Dylan. All right, so somebody who doesn't hate... Wow, we already walked three people. Great.
Good.
But I do have to say, all right, so the guy who loves death metal hates fucking live music. But you're going to go watch a death metal band? Like, that's what you're into?
I like it when I plan on it. I just think it's shoved into everything.
So, like, if you were a Michael Bolton fan, if you weren't playing, if somebody came up to you one day and they were like, hey, I have Michael Bolton tickets, and you're like, fuck yeah, I wasn't planning on this, but I'll go. What's your... Come on.
I meant more of, like, I plan, like, when I get there. Like, if I...
I don't know what you mean.
Like, if I know I'm going to a show to watch it, I don't like... Like, just, like, hey, come to Edgewater today. There's, like, live music.
No.
And I'm like, no. I don't.
If it's not a band I want to see, I agree with Bill.
Yeah,
Watson.
I'm never going to like that band.
Like a jam band?
Yeah, no. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're really into Sublime, so we're going to play some shows.
I would listen to Sublime over the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
You're on the wrong drugs, buddy. So,
because you're like 50 years old.
Yes.
He's 36.
It doesn't matter. I'm my body is 50 years old.
I'm gonna pour my beer. You guys can talk.
All right. So, have you been in a situation where you showed up to a place unexpected and there's been death metal?
Never in my life.
Because I found I lived out in Fort Collins, Colorado, for a little bit, and there were three music venues in town. And all of a sudden, I could show up to any one of the three, and there would be a 50% chance it'd be something I'd like.
I've never had that happen around here.
So you hate going to a bar and a band's playing?
Yeah.
I can get that. I can get behind
it.
I hate it.
I used to get so irritated when people would hate when a comedy show started. And then I was like, oh, this is like if a band started, and then the guy had no instruments and was really racist.
Oh, so
and
look at you.
Oh.
You developed empathy. Good for you.
Kinda.
You know, it's like, the same thing. People don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, honestly, your choice of music, and I'm not knocking it. Like, I've listened to Cannibal Corpse records before. I've done it. Like, it's fine. It's not... I don't think it's bad by any means, but, like... You choose a type of music that, like, I'd say 90% of this crowd is probably going to be like, this is dog shit awful.
Absolutely. And I would say the same back to them. But we all have our own opinions.
All right. So what's the difference between a live death metal show and listening to it on a record? Because aside from my ears bleeding, I can't really tell the difference.
I guess I just feel more sore after. I get hit a lot during that.
Yeah, you should probably...
Like, but that's like a fun show that I'm going to get into.
All right, but I have a question now. What's the pit like at a death metal show? Like, do people punch people?
Honestly,
like
really friendly. I work as a videographer, and I've done, like, MGK shows and stuff, and people try and mosh pit there, but they're trying to hurt people.
Okay.
In the death metal shows, everyone is friends because they're like, we all get this.
Oh no, and I'm down with that crowd.
Yeah.
I was let's see, probably 12 years ago, My Chemical Romance toured with Alkaline Trio, which is like my favorite band. So they toured together, and people were trying to mosh during both of those, and I was like, these aren't really bands that you do that to. It's more like hopping
people
around.
Try and force the mosh.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But they're in that pit, though, because it was at Nautica or whatever the fuck they call it now.
Scene Pavilion?
Yeah, that, yeah. Is it the Plain Dealer Pavilion? What do they call that?
Oh,
yeah. Why are we getting mad from that?
Because you're standing too close to Dylan. I know he's a cute boy, but back up a little.
You want to fuck? But no,
do it right now.
At that show, and it was during Alkaline Trio set, which out of the two, that's the band you definitely don't mosh to. But there was a guy in an Avenged Sevenfold t-shirt pushing people around, and I mean like girls, like 100 pounds lighter than him.
Well, I mean, that's to be expected from anybody wearing an event shirt, for sure.
You're just a douchebag if you
want. Yeah, you kind of are.
Stranger danger. You know, once you see a skull in the Badlands, it's time to run.
Yeah. You don't want to judge a book by its cover, but...
was easily judged, and this was like before MMA got popular.
It's not a stereotype of his right.
Speaking of MMA, the worst pit I've ever been in was Anal Cunt. Because
there's a band called Anal Cunt.
They know.
They are, yeah.
Do they? That kid doesn't know.
Okay, they're great.
I feel like
the lead singer's dead. I know he knows.
I've seen him.
Were you at the last Rock Shop show? Oh, you did that one? Man, I wish I could have gone to that one, because the Grog Shop show, there were three people that were wrestling around the entire show, and it was impossible to dance because I didn't want to get groped by these. After the show, one of them was rolling around outside going, "I just need someone to fuck me in the ass." And I was like, I think they took the name Anal Cunt literally.
But normally, Jeremy Shear would be that guy.
I mean, if I was drunk enough, yeah.
You didn't get drunk enough at the Anal Cunt show?
I had to try. I'm a responsible grindcore fan.
Do you remember my roast joke about Anal Cunt?
No. Say it, because
You told me that I dress like I'm apprenticing at Anal Cunt's merch table.
I did tell you that.
Which I 100% do.
I believe that. Yeah. How many merch tables have you worked at? Because you definitely have the salesman's eyes.
Well, and he's a merch. I mean, let's not lie.
I actually worked at Third Eye Blind's merch table.
No, you did not.
Yes, I fucking did.
Did you graduate?
That like was 3 years later. I did.
Yeah.
Which tour was it during?
I don't know what they were doing. They were at Kent State.
Oh, okay. One of those. My sister who listens is a big Third Eye Blind fan.
Yes.
So.
Hey, sure, I got good news for you. We've done a half hour already. That clock's wrong.
It's wrong. I've been keeping track.
All right.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. There is one other thing I wanted to talk about besides what you hate. You just got accepted into a prestigious arts and festival down in Columbus.
I did. Into the Nightmares Film Festival, Columbus.
What was your role on this film that's getting into this festival?
I was a cameraman. A camera operator, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I had the camera. I owned the camera. The camera's over there.
Did you DP?
I was DPing.
Okay.
Double penetration.
I was confused because underneath the actor's name, your name was first. So I was like, oh, Dylan must have edited it or directed it or something. No, you're just the camera guy. Well, now I'm not going.
You didn't have any artistic input.
No.
They told
I mean,
you.
Sort of, but...
They told you where to put the camera.
Mostly just
and you're like, no, it might look good 3 inches from the line.
Yeah, mostly just casual advice.
Which is mostly what women say to me.
Casual.
Aside from, I do, my girlfriend is missing this show tonight, which you're talking about live music, to go see Ted Leo, which I bet you have no idea who that is.
I've probably seen it, though.
Did he play an open mic?
He said open mic.
I was probably there.
Ted Leo and the pharmacist at Whole Foods.
The
pharmacist guy. I know, man.
The only interesting thing about that is, like, I got excited the first time I saw them in, like, the Scene magazine, because I was like, do they give out Vicodin? Do they give out Percocets? They don't. That's just their name. It sucks. It's lame.
They don't have prescription pads.
Why not? If you call yourself...
These guys are barely pharmacists.
they're like you. They're posing pharmacists.
Yeah.
So what is this film called that you're going to be showcasing down in Columbus the weekend of the
14th? It is called A Childish Thing.
Childish Thing?
Yep. Sounds really weird.
Sounds like a film that is illegal to us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, it really does.
Now, was this a film title before or after you cast a 4'6" girl in the ring?
Actually, before.
Okay. So they were looking for Jensen Strzok. That makes more sense.
Yes, another comedian from England that just moved to Chicago.
Chicago transplant.
Yes. We're slowly taking over Chicago, but
that's good.
How is it us taking over Chicago if they're moving there and you're like, not from me?
I mean, yeah, it's still a black mark if you say you're from here.
Like, we're gonna go do a live show like about 45 minutes outside of Chicago, I'd say within the next 6 months.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I don't want to go to Chicago because I feel like there'd be less people here than there are now.
That's a possibility. Or I could use your beautiful dick sucking lips to get us somebody that actually has a name there.
Well, no, I know somebody that is a Cleveland transplant who is kind of a name there. He told me I sold my car, so if I can make it, I'll come.
Oh, fantastic.
So he's kind of like you and me.
Yeah, because I scrapped my car to get to Kalamazoo.
Our last live show. This is not the... You guys aren't special.
They are special.
He sold his car to do this last show.
Jordan, stop berating the audience.
The audience? I mean, they're still here.
Yeah.
So I'll give
them that.
Not a lot of them.
Well, it's mostly because I'm not making eye contact. So try and keep them any way I can. By looking at your beautiful face, and it's very amusing to be watching you wipe sweat off your brow. Like
whatever, dude, these lights are way brighter than they were in Kalamazoo. This is way brighter than it was in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, it's just, you kind of look like you're in the middle of some sort of binge and not the beer pint.
I look like Bam Bam Bigelow never worked out. That's what I'm wearing.
You
laugh at the mic because they're not.
Ha ha!
There, perfect.
It looks like a Bam Bam Bigelow, like, cut the... He's like, I'm not going to get tattooed.
I look like Bam Bam Bigelow cut exercise out of his diet.
That's accurate.
He also went through pill, but...
Bam Bam Bigelow right before he died.
Yeah, I look like Bam Bam Bigelow is like, he kissed his kids goodnight, and then he died that night.
You look like he ate his kids. He kissed the kids, he's here. Delicious, bam, bam.
Hey, how long have we gone?
Just keep going, I'll tell you when.
Are you guys having fun? Oh, hey, we got like four people said yes.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. So Dylan,
why do you hate live music?
We've gone over this. Dylan doesn't like to be ambushed. What do you like to be ambushed by?
Pussy.
Yeah, I'm in a long-term relationship, so...
How long?
Like 2.5 years.
Ish.
I mean, that's
you're an ish.
That's long for a millennial, Jordan.
I can call
the next day. That's long for a millennial.
I've been in a relationship for 3 weeks.
It's
the longest relationship I've had in 2 years. 3 weeks.
The longest relationship I had was with heroin. No, but, so, what's a pleasant surprise for you when you do go live? Like, you hate live music, you understand why people don't want to be ambushed by open mic comedy.
Yeah.
So when you go out, and there's a surprise, what's the good surprise for you?
Anal.
That's your good surprise, Jordan. Because you have a butt cut.
I think I have a different approach when I go out. I just want to, like, sit at a bar. So I guess, like, the best surprise is when you're just like, hey, my life was a dollar.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? I'm going to get four now.
So you just really like drinking in public.
Yeah.
Is it because that why you're
no
open mic comic?
Yes.
You like going to pay to perform?
I don't pay to
perform. I mean, do you pay the bar?
Yes.
All right, so he pays to perform. We all do. I did it for as long as I've been open mics.
Yeah.
It sucks, doesn't it? You should just do it.
I have
Let's
a lot
get really
of
sad. Let's get really... It is fun. I'm being...
It's not let the sad flow through you. All right.
No, it is fun. It's like, why not go get drunk and have fun with your buddies and tell jokes?
I know, I just want to hang out with my friends.
Yeah, no, it's
fun. Why can't you have your friends over to the house and drink there? Like, you know nothing's going to happen.
Because that's my house. I pay rent there. They don't. They're not allowed in it. This is where we relax.
Okay, so do you bring people over after open mics? Like, you
no.
Set the mood?
Pretty much never.
Yeah.
I did have Ray Highclack over like 2 weeks ago.
Ray Highclack.
He smoked so much of my weed that I don't have any effect.
Dude, you should honestly, he works for a corporate company. We're gonna get him fired for smoking weed.
Yeah, but he talked to me about applying to that job when he was in my house. So I'm not gonna like bully him into that.
Right.
I hope he gets the job.
Pete, you don't need to edit that out. I don't care if he gets fired. Fuck it.
I love you, Ray Highclack.
He's gonna live 10 minutes away from me, but still fuck it. So your big surprise when you go out is food, dollar drinks. That's it.
That's what you want.
I just get excited about specials, I guess. I don't really expect anything when I go out. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey guys, we're gonna have a band.
That is definitely the right attitude.
I don't care.
Alright. Where have you mentioned Parkview. Where else have you gone where all of a sudden it's like here's a band?
I live at the end of the street of Iggy's.
Oh,
Lakewood.
Is that the one that does karaoke? Or no, that's Corky.
That's like all the bars.
Yeah, every bar.
Are they doing karaoke at this fest tonight?
Probably.
Because I feel that's where my talents are best suited.
Fuck you, Jordan.
I could do the Beastie Boys like a motherfucker.
Of course you could.
Right now.
I mean,
we'll have time. It's time to get ill.
Let him do it.
Yeah, Jordan, why don't you do 10 minutes of Beastie Boys karaoke?
Are you guys going to walk off stage?
No, Dylan's going to beatbox.
And you're going to walk off stage?
Yeah, I'm going to go out and sing it.
I don't remember the beats.
I mean, this is technically outside. Can we smoke in here?
No.
Why?
Because it's not. There's a ceiling.
But there's doors.
Yeah, so we have to go to the doors and pick up a cigarette. That's how it works.
You asked me that earlier while you smoked.
I'm drinking that car. Hey, where's
Jordan? Get more beer after this. Jordan has a drinking problem. The problem is he's out of beer. So if somebody could fix that, that would be amazing.
I'm out of beer. There's no one sells beer.
All right, so you go into Iggy's. What's the worst thing you've ever seen at Iggy's?
It's just jam night.
Okay.
Is that when like four people go and they're like, you can play this tune, bro?
Yeah, and they bring their whole fucking band.
Yeah.
I believe it's Whiskey Wednesday.
Whiskey Wednesday plus open mic jam night.
But that's a block away from LBT.
Okay.
Open mic. Which I have to walk past it whenever I go to LBT. So I'm always like stoked to go to the open mic at LBT. Why? Not like stove, but like red.
Yes, Lakewood Village Tap. Oh, God, that's pretty nice. Did you?
Yeah. Right, you realize the whole staff was here.
Dude, I didn't realize that we walked like 10 people already.
Oh, no, it's that is what happens at the movie fest. I don't know if you knew that.
What about bands? Live bands? This is really why I wanted, like, when Dylan said he wanted to come on and talk about live music, and it happened to work out that we were doing Ingenuity Fest. This is a live music festival, am I wrong? Or am I right?
It's a mixed media arts festival.
It is, but, like, the bands are big
stuff. It's mixed martial arts?
Yes. It's mixed martial arts. I'm going to choke you out to close out the podcast.
All right. Well, if
Big Cell is like, hey, there's going to be live music and you can drink like Platform Beer or something.
I can do that on a Tuesday if I go to Platform Brewery.
Yeah, but the majority of people.
Are we getting paid to do this?
Maybe.
Probably not.
Probably not.
More than likely not, considering everything else that's gone on today.
I mean, hey, people walking! Come watch us. Like, you aren't going to be recorded. You're going to be embedded in the internet forever.
forever until somebody forgets to pay the hosting fees.
So Sean Ann says,
story to tell.
Oh, you're going to tell a story?
Like, sort of.
Yeah, why not? All right, let's not tell a story.
Yeah, and now it's a bigger deal than it should have been.
You look like you came out of Seattle in 1994.
That was a good joke. Thank you.
He's not wearing.
I don't even get that joke. I don't think
you get a high five on that one, dude. Okay. I'll touch you this time. All right, Dylan.
No, I was just thinking about, like, Iggy's has the same. They have a jam fest and they have bands the whole time that we have an open mic at Lakenville Tech.
Okay.
We just do comics. And I just remember, like, once, like, as soon as I moved into my new house and I was, like, stoked and walking down the street, like, I live so close to the Lakenville Tavern now, I'm gonna have a blast. And I was walking by and the first sign of, like, what do they call those billboards? Not billboards, but, you know, the sandwich board.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like one side, you know,
Yeah.
The first side that I saw was like, it's Whiskey Wednesday, every whiskey is $2.
Fuck yeah. Oh, is that the wrestling?
No, it's a Iggy's.
Okay, all right, all right. I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I know.
So you saw that side of it.
I saw that sign and I was like, maybe I'm gonna get a whiskey before I go to LVT. And I walked in and I was like grabbing the door and I glanced from the other side of the door. And it was like jam night, also at 8 p.m. And I just shut the fucking door.
I mean, that's probably the best. Alright, so former guest of the show, Jesse Name, is here. Do you remember when you drug me to like two of the Akron jam nights?
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible. And like, Jesse's one of, like, he's a former guest of the show, Jesse Name. He talked about hitting the working in
a food service.
Thank you. He's a great guitar player, and he drug me to a couple fucking, I guess, open mics. And it was terrible. No! You're great!
Open mics are open mics. Like, it's just people trying to work outfits. Like,
yeah, but that doesn't make
I just don't want to go watch
like,
it.
No, it was like the people. I remember the night that the first time he like took me to one of those, it was in Akron, and the best person there was him. Like, and he's great. He's a fucking amazing guitar player. But I'm like, why am I watching four dudes I went to high school with suck while my best friend is killing it? Like, over shitty blues music.
Because you made that decision.
It is what it is, but don't you always wonder, like, how much does it compare to open mic comedy?
I mean, I've done a lot of stuff with Zayla, so I've seen the open mic band scene, and you'd be surprised how much people get into it.
Yeah. And I guess bombing it in an open mic for fans?
I bombed an Ingenuity Fest. Oh, all three of us have done.
Well, that's going to translate well to a live recording. Thanks for participating.
No, it will, because nobody laughed at me.
That's fair. See, there you go.
Thank you.
You pandering-ass motherfucker.
I'm a professional wrestling fan. I know how to pander.
Yeah. Dylan, have you ever been surprised by professional wrestling?
No, that's always paid for.
No.
Yeah, they don't do, there's not like a wrestling open. Like,
there should be.
There should be.
Like, why is that? Like an open ring?
No, yeah, where it's like there's 15 dudes, yeah. 16 dudes.
Last time that happened was Memphis.
See? And that was amazing. New Jack almost killed a fat kid.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think I kind of deserved it.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Don't lie. Don't say, no.
That's why you don't do pro wrestling open mic.
Well, who did you see? ECW was
the worst case scenario if someone does a comedy open mic is they just do really bad.
No, the worst case
is like, oh, that guy's like the best comedian in Cleveland. He also does really bad.
The worst case scenario at a comedy open mic is I stab you. Like, that's the worst thing that can happen.
Jeremy sure stabs
I've never been on the
stabbing
because I like you.
Yeah, I know. I know. Hey,
everybody. I only still do comedy because this guy likes
me. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just my support and love.
Yeah, that's it. Who's still like me? Maybe I'll go. Hey,
can I ask a question to the crowd? Who likes this?
Nobody. It's what the hate flows for you. Nobody likes
it. I mean, dude, at the same time, we crushed the Kalamazoo, so fuck Cleveland.
Yeah, you're...
Never fuck Cleveland. I'm just trying to find...
Oh, says the guy from Pittsburgh. Never fuck Cleveland.
I'm not even from Pittsburgh. I was like 16 years old.
Isn't that what he said? Did he say he was from Pittsburgh?
I am, but like I never like explored the town.
Why not? It's a beautiful city.
Because I was like 15.
Walk.
Well, I mean, I live 40 minutes away.
That's a long walk.
That's just like the that's nobody, literally Kent to Pittsburgh. Or Kent to Cleveland.
Does nobody notice the fat guy told the skinny guy to walk?
Yep, that is, thank you for that laugh.
It's like, obviously I'm going to know more around Cleveland.
I'm going to
leave. Because I'm like out at Cleveland hanging out. I don't know shit around Cleveland. Me and my girlfriend went back to Pittsburgh like 2 weeks ago. And we just went to the same restaurant that we did before. Like, I don't know how to explore a new city.
No, but it is beautiful. Like the three rivers coming together with the... You've been to Pittsburgh.
I hate Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're such an idiot.
I'm not an idiot. I just don't like the hills because I'm fat. I don't like the way the traffic lights are fucking... position because I'm an idiot.
Yes,
and
you're fat. You're an idiot.
Yeah, and I don't
Give
like
something else.
I don't like most of the comedy there because I'm an elitist swine.
What about John D. Werner?
I like John all right.
And obviously exceptions. I love that.
Yeah, there's exceptions, but you know, for the most part, if I wander into a place like we're gonna tell. Drunk stories, and then, you know, I tell a drunk story about making my mom come, and everybody goes, what? This is a drunk story. You never made your fucking mom come? What's wrong?
I won't lie, I didn't catch your entire set. Did you tell that joke tonight?
No, I didn't tell that joke tonight.
He made his mom come once.
Yeah, I did. No, of course. But let's not get into it.
Don't
I never even met my mom.
We're going to be 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, just about.
That's, so Dylan Lust, you love death metal. Is there any kind of, do you like emo? Do you like pop punk?
I get really stoked about, My Chemical Romance, what is it, Three Cheers for...
Sweet Revenge.
Yeah.
Great record.
That record fucking slays.
We should get drunk and listen to that together.
That's the only time I listen to it, and I fucking rage. I love that.
Yeah, that's a great record. He would call that girl music.
Yeah, it is.
It does, yeah, I don't listen to a lot of girl music.
Alright.
That one kills me.
I like how your sensitive side is My Chemical Romance.
No, but I want to get drunk with you. You won't be there because you'll just make fun of us.
Yep.
I want to get drunk with Dylan Lust and listen to Alkaline Trio and My Chemical Romance.
I don't like Alkaline.
Good man. All right.
I don't even know.
Jordan's done. and we're out of here.
I guess.
So this is a problem. All right.
Did we hit 45 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do our plugs.
So Dylan, where can they see you perform what you do best?
Shit, I don't have like anything.
All right, then give them your Twitter, you fucking retard.
I don't have Twitter. I have Facebook. Dylan Lust is my name.
Why don't you spell it out for me, idiot?
Instagram is Dylan Lust as well, but it's FYLANLESK. Because I like black metal.
Do you like black metal or do you hate Jewish people?
I'm glad the podcast is over.
Well, yeah. He hates this Jewish
person. Anyone.
He hates this Jewish person.
I love this Jewish person.
Well.
It's one of my favorite Jews. One of them.
Yeah.
Why do you have to categorize him?
Because you started it.
He's in the entertainment business. He knows a lot of Jews. All right.
No, So, I make videos and I tell jokes.
Yeah, that's where you run into Jews.
That's where.
Yeah. All right.
I love Jews. They're great.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, it
doesn't look like it either. All right. So. Yeah, I'm gonna close strong. All right. So plugs. We have coming. Coming up, of course, we're on lousyweathermedia.com each and every Monday. We release a new episode, so this will be up Monday night.
This will be up Monday. Or Tuesday.
Probably Monday. Hopefully.
I hope.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe not.
It's Dylan Musk, the business show.
Yeah. Dylan's gonna release the hot listens. After this, it's Sad Boys Social Club doing sketches after I have a cigarette. We are sponsored by Just Fall Stick, who you can catch every Sunday at Avenue Tap House in Lakewood, Ohio. Show starts at 7 o'clock. It is a book showcase. You can plan on being there and seeing the best up-and-coming comics in Cleveland, plus some out-of-state favorites. In addition to that, we're sponsored by Chris Clem. It's at Chris_Clem.
He's a Kid Rock fan.
Yeah, for some reason, he's a Kid Rock fan, and I still like him.
But he's liberal as fuck.
But he also loves Ric Flair, which I really like.
No, Chris Clem is a sweetheart. I love Chris Clem.
And he's an improviser. You can find him on Twitter at Chris Clem. He already did that. And then we're sponsored by Brit Fox. It's Xbox Rocks on the Instagram and Snapchat. And we're sponsored by Plight of the Stripper Herder, which you can find at plightofthestripperherder.blogspot.com.
It is
Shears going to tell you.
It's a chronicle of the strip club industry as told from the perspective of Florida. It's been going on for several years. It's really, really funny. And, of course, I'm everywhere. Just follow me after each year.
And I'm always at El Horto.
Give it up for Shears, please.
What?
Doing a lot of work.
I mean, that's...
Give it up for Al Horton out of Diablo!
Yeah, now I'm really
good. Yeah. It was like four people. Yeah.
Give it up for Shear. Doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
Dude, Shear's putting in work.
Without Shear, I don't do what I do, so... And yeah. Without Jordan, my pits aren't sweating right now. So. I'm going to go get that fixed. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates live music as much as Dylan Musk.
No, there is another...
I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chris Clem.
Sir Jeremy Shear, can you ponder me a query?
Yeah.
Do you love your brother?
I love my brother. Do you love your brother?
I do love my brother. How much do you love your brother?
I love my brother Chris Clem so much it hurts my heart.
I love my brother so much I listen to his podcast, the C4 podcast, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Ooh, that's crackers good, mate. It's the best sports ball podcast on the whole Lousy Weather Media Network.
I heard he just gives himself the old leaping lanny the whole time.
Oh yeah, Chris Clem definitely has the reach for the old leaping lanny, mate.
Do you know who Chris Clem's favorite wrestler is?
Who's Chris Clem's favorite wrestler, mate?
The Undertaker. The Dead Man.
The Dead Man.
I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
That's Chris Clem.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.